Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Chulin Daf Nun, Chulin 50A, pagination is 99. We'll start on the facing page, 5 lines up. Amar Rava said, Shamet Mined Rav Nachman. I heard Rav Nachman say, Tarti, 2 rules, as follows, Chimtza Ubar Chimtza. There's a part of the animal called chimtza, and there's a part of the animal called bar chimtza, kind of translated as son of chimtza. Chad sasim, one of these is a fat that will seal it up if the organ itself is punctured, but this fat that's there is sealing it up. It's a valid seal. And one of them does not seal it up, even though the fat is there on the organ, it doesn't help. So we have chimtza and bar chimtza. One of them is a good seal, one of them is not a good seal. And I'm not sure which one he was ruling which way. Rav Huna bar Chininov, Rav Huna Bredu Rav Nachman, Omar, bar chimtza sosim. The fact is, the rule is, that the bar chimtza is a good seal. Chimtza lo sasim. And chimtza is not a good seal. Amrav Tavos, the statement was added, v'simonech, that you could remember this, by yofe koach haben mikoach ha'av. There's an expression that sometimes the child is in a better position than the father. And that's this expression from a different discussion, by inheritance, by collections, but that expression that sometimes the child has it better than the father is that bar chimtza has the power to seal something up, and chimtza does not have the power to seal it up. As we discussed, that typically it's the non-kosher fats that drape over the organ and don't seal it, whereas typically it's the kosher fats that are more embedded in the organ and would be considered a valid seal. Asks the Gemara, Hai chimtza v'hai bar chimtza. So on the animal, which one is called chimtza and which one is called bar chimtza? And we're talking about the keva, the fourth stomach, abomasum. And that stomach has fat on both sides. One side of the keva is curved, and one of them is kind of straight. And therefore, when we want to describe the keva in its two sides and which fat we're talking about, we think of it like a bow with the bowstring. The bow is the part that's curved. The string is the thing that runs straight when you're looking at a bow with its bowstring. And we're going to want to identify which side has which fat. Toshima, come in here, the Amr Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said, in who they, the people of Eretz Israel, mechal achli, they eat that fat that I'm talking about. Uli didon, mistam nami lo sasim. For us, who don't eat that fat, you're not going to allow it at least to be a sealant? So there's a lot here. Let's try to work this through. Rav Nachman is in Bavel. He's in Babylonia. He's describing that there's a fat in the animal that has two different customs associated with it. One is the custom of Bavel, and one is the custom of Eretz Yisrael. The Eretz Yisrael people are lenient, and they eat it. They consider it kosher fat. According to them, certainly it's a sealant, because kosher fat is typically a sealant. Says Rav Nachman, we don't eat that particular fat. We're strict about it in Babylonia. But at least we should accept it to the degree that it's a good sealant and it'll make a kosher animal, even if we won't eat that fat itself. Now, we walked into this with the assumption that kosher fat equals sealant and non-kosher fat equals drape non-sealant, and therefore it would become difficult to understand why Rav Nachman is arguing we're strict about not eating it, but at least consider it a sealant. But if we really contemplate, these two things are not related. We had, for example, by the chelev of a chaya in yesterday's session, that the chelev, the fats of a chaya, of a deer, for example, are kosher, but they still are not going to necessarily seal. It depends if it's the type of fat that in a domesticated animal, in a behemoth, would have been kosher, then it's a sealant. If it's not that type, it could be very kosher, but it's not a sealant, because we're going to analyze the qualities of how that fat adheres to the organ. Similarly, Rav Nachman is saying, we might, by our ruling, consider it non-kosher fat. But if you see that the people in Eretz Yisrael consider it kosher fat, then you have to analyze how the fat adheres to the organ. And apparently it adheres at least enough that even if we consider it non-kosher, but we should accept it as a sealant. Because again, kosher and non-kosher fat is not really the definition of a sealant. It's just that they typically corresponded. The chaya case, where it's kosher and it doesn't seal, is the flip case of this, where Rav Nachman is saying, I have a fat that we're strict on, but I hold it still is a good sealant. Also implied over here is that even if you don't paskin like that other opinion, but we take it into account, we're aware of it. And this is the comment that I often make, that minhagim, customs, are actually very affirmative in understanding Jewish tradition. Kitnius, for example, not to eat legumes, which is the rule by Ashkenazim, but not by all Sfardim, is a perfect example, because according to Torah law, we all agree that legumes are not chametz. But the two different locales develop different customs, and one area says it's forbidden because of the custom, because of the legislation, and the other says it's permitted, but we keep track of it. And for example, the halacha is that by an Ashkenazi who's sick and needs legumes because they're experiencing digestion problems, for example, they're sick, they need it, then we definitely, with certain guidelines, would allow kitnius. And although this is an oversimplification, perhaps, but that's the concept Rav Nachman is saying. You can't ignore Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael has a certain approach, and even if we're machmir and say you need to remove those fats to make it kosher, we're not allowed to consume it, but it's at least on the borderline of being a seal or not being a seal. There is even an opinion, the opinion of Rav Sheshes, that sometimes non-kosher fats could be sealants. So we're going to analyze it, and we're realizing that this is an in-between case. Rav Nachman says you have to accept it as a sealant, even if we won't eat it. What we see emerging is that indeed on the keva, there's the fat on the curve part, that's the chimtza, and there's fat on the bowstring, that's the bar chimtza. And Rav Nachman is saying the chimtza is accepted, it's less attached, it drapes as forbidden. But the bar chimtza, the string part, the straight part, is more attached. In Eretz Yisrael, they'll even eat it. by us, we won't eat it, but at least it's considered a sealant. Continuing in the Gemara on the first line, the Akshasa, the bow curved part, kule amalo pligi de aser, everybody agrees is forbidden. Ki pligi de ayasra, where do they argue regarding the bow string, the straight part? Let's skip a line. Ki hod amarav avya, amarav ami, this statement that was made from a person in Eretz Yisrael, mekamtsin, you take off a certain amount of the fat and the rest you can eat, because that's how they did it in Eretz Yisrael. The word mekamtsin might be related to the word kometz, which is a limited handful. Art Scroll uses the translation to skim it, to take off some. V'chena marabyane mishem zakin echad mekamtsin, because they held that a good part of it is acceptable. Amar Rav Avya, Rav Avya said, Hava ke'imna kamedu Rav Ami, kamtsu, he did this small detachment process, v'havu leva achal, and gave it an eight. The Gemara concludes this topic with a story. Shamei de Rabbi Chanina, havakai kamei de Rabbi Chanina. The servant, the gabai, the assistant of Rabbi Chanina, was next to Rabbi Chanina, Amalei, and Rabbi Chanina, who's from Eretz Yisrael, told him, kemotz havli de eichel, do the kmitza thing, do the skim, take off a little bit of the fat, and give it to me, we'll eat it. He realized that this assistant was very reluctant. He was like trying to mumble something, like something's bothering him. Amalei, he said to him, Pavla'at, oh, you're a Babylonian. Gom shadi, so just take it off, remove it, and we won't deal with it. Indeed, in halacha, we have in Siman Samach Dalid, if you Dalid, that this chelev is forbidden, meaning the part of the curve is for sure forbidden the way we paskin, but the bowstring was a discussion, and we follow the strict opinion of the people of Babylonia. As far as a sealant goes, though, regarding the laws of Tereifus, in Memches Aleph, we indeed accept that part by the bowstring, by the straight part, as a sealant, precisely as Rav Nachman taught. Yasher Koach, thank you for joining.